Hachette Audio presents How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, taking on liberal arguments with logic and humor. Written and read by Will Witt. Dedication to my grandpa Chocolate, who taught me what it means to be a man and helped me become a leader. Introduction. Why conservatives lose. God is dead, God remains dead, and we have killed him. Many people read this Friedrich Nietzsche quote as a celebration of the collapse of the monotheistic worldview in the West. Young atheists champion this phrase as a heroic pronouncement that the destruction of God and these types of worldviews are something to be cheered and applauded. But in reality, this is a misinterpretation. Nietzsche said this in grieving, referring to the removal of Christian morality from the West and its replacement with scientific discovery and government control. Nietzsche knew that without the belief system imposed on us from Christianity, the world would face certain collapse. Although Nietzsche was in fact an atheist most of his life, he understood the importance of a belief system to bring cohesiveness to a group of people. Nietzsche realized that although God was dead, people would find a replacement for that system of beliefs. Enter leftism. Although Europe and America became more and more secular throughout the 20th century, there was no shortage of belief systems and religions that people latched onto to give their lives some sort of meaning. Whether it was communism, the environmental movement, Malthusianism, or any other system of belief, people found solace in their herd morality, and their impacts have had long-lasting and detrimental effects on the world as a whole. Leftism has become the dominant religion in America. It is quite ironic that Karl Marx claimed religion is the opium of the people, while leftism and many of the principles he preached have become the ascendant dogmatic beliefs throughout Western culture. And just like any other religion, it has a set of values. The tenets of this faith are that you stand against inequality, you stand against hate, you love the earth. These are some of the commandments the Church of Leftism preaches, and they sound pretty good, right? I mean, who isn't against hate? Who doesn't love the earth? These values sound like a wonderful way to live life. That is, until you put them into practice through the lens of leftism. Fighting against inequality becomes demonizing the successful. Standing against hate means silencing and attacking anyone who disagrees with you. Loving the earth translates to humans being parasites on our planet. Also akin to other belief systems, there are consequences for sinning within this religion. If you go against the dominant agenda, you will be canceled and slandered by the mob. If you don't post a black square on Instagram and support a Black Lives Matter...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?